Well, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And we're so glad you're here on Christmas Eve. This is our second of 22 services we're going to be doing. No, the second of three, and we're excited to do them. Hey, and you're all in here, but we got a whole bunch of people in overflow. Could we welcome them? Come on, welcome them. So glad you're with us. Merry Christmas to you. We're giving them a steak dinner and a puppy. So, no, we're not. We're just so glad all of you are here with us today. And again, Merry Christmas. What a wonderful season. But let's make sure that we don't miss what it's about, okay? And if you're part of Meadowbrook, you know this. Christmas is not about snowmen and reindeer and candy canes and all of those things. It's about this. It's the celebration, come on, help me, of the entrance of our Savior into the world. That's what it's about. And when we don't understand that, then Christmas makes no sense without Easter. And see, when we don't put that all together, then we're going to keep adding. We get the celebration part, but we're going to keep adding, you know, more and more, be honest, silly things to the whole celebration. And let's be honest, more and more expensive things to the celebration. And I'm all for those things. I sing, light things up, enjoy the food, give gifts, dress colorfully, be joyful, do all of those things. Somebody get that phone for me, please. And, you know, celebrate, but don't forget what we're celebrating. And it's just the entrance of our Savior into our world. And again, Christmas makes no sense without Easter. So that's why we very centrally, intentionally, have the manger and the cross to put all that together. And our time together, and we'll have a little more time to sing and worship together too. It's not just Christmas, it's what He came to do. And that's what makes Him worthy of our praise. Amen? Amen. Well, I'm so glad you're here. I'm Tim Gilligan. I'm the pastor here at Meadowbrook, if you're new. And we just welcome you. We're so glad you're with us. And we know we've got people from all over the place and family from out of town and so forth. And some people only come at Christmas. And we're glad you're here. And we're going to have a good time this afternoon, the short time that we have. But I welcome you. If you don't have a church family, we would love to have you come be a part of us. We'll love on you. We have a good time all the time because I believe this. If you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. And so I think even church should be a good time. Amen? Because it's about good news and it's about God's love for us. Well, one of the things we do every Christmas Eve, the last number of years, is a year-end missions offering. And this is just year after year just got bigger and bigger, and I just decided to take all numbers out of it to get the pressure off. But what we're going to do, and I want to encourage everybody to just ask the Lord what you should do, and if you're not prepared to do that, you don't have to, but ask the Lord if you're to do something, and then give, and there's numerous ways you can give. Every penny of this will go to 15 of our local missions outreach partners that are in our community. You see them listed there. They're doing a great work in our community, and we want to give them a boost. We support all of these ministries monthly. We've vetted them. We believe in what they're doing. We're cheering them on, and we just felt this would be a great way to do this. And I kind of think of this offering at the end of the year as kind of our birthday gift to Jesus. And let's don't be chintzy on that. Amen? So there's numerous ways to give. You can give online. You can give through the app. There's giving boxes and envelopes. You can write checks or give cash, or I don't know how to do Bitcoin, but all those ways to do that. And let's just make sure that we honor the Lord with this. And I want to thank you in advance for your generosity in that, because the generosity of the last number of years has just been unbelievable. And I thank you for that, and God bless you for that. Amen. Well, my wife showed me, Alicia showed me a week or so ago, a little girl, and this went viral. I mean, it went crazy. A Christmas program at a little school, and a little four-year-old girl at the end of the program came up and took the mic. And, well, let's just watch it for ourselves here.
I am very proud of myself and all of my other friends inside my class. And my class is really sweet, except one little boy. And I need to tell you...
Yeah. Isn't she awesome? She'll be speaking here next Sunday. I bet she has a lot to say. And I feel sometimes like I was probably that one little boy, and she was about to tell. Well, again, Christmas is a celebration, and I want to encourage you to celebrate. And if you're waiting for everything to be perfect, you're never going to celebrate. If you're waiting for everything to be perfect, you're never going to be happy. And so just make some choices and do that and celebrate what this is, the entrance of our Savior into our world. And so sing, eat, give gifts, do all of those things. And our family, we have a few, and some of them are just silly, but Christmas movies that we like to watch. Well, one of our favorites is Home Alone. And so if you'll bring up Kevin for me here. I don't want to tell you about this. Kevin was an 8-year-old little boy, and he got left behind, and his family flew off to Paris, and he somehow, with the whole family, he missed the trip. So he's left by himself for the duration of their trip on his own. And it's a pretty funny movie, but this is the part I want to pull up. There's a day where he needs to go to the grocery store. So he goes to the grocery store, and this is a real grocery store. It's called Schnucks. And it's in Illinois. Anybody here from Illinois? And so it's called Rockford Schnucks. And so he went there and he bought a half gallon of milk, a half gallon of orange juice, a TV dinner, a loaf of Wonder Bread, frozen mac and cheese, liquid detergent, saran wrap, a bag of toy soldiers, dryer sheets, and toilet paper. And he was able to get all of that with a $20 bill and then a dollar off coupon. For $19.83. Fast forward to 2024. And those prices have gone up 190%. So he would have paid $58.54. Isn't that amazing? I wish we had, don't we all wish we had those prices again? Well, you're not going to get them again. And I think some of you that are older than the rest of us, you probably remember some prices way, way, way lower than that. And we wish a lot of things. And that's what I want to share the next few moments is a few wishes I have. I want to just share with you my grown-up Christmas list. And it's really a wish for you. So I've got about 5 or 6 things that I wish that I hope for you. The first thing is this. I wish for things to go well with you. I wish for, how many of you could really use some things to go well for you? 4 of you. I talked to a lady in our first service, before first service, and I said, how are you doing? And she says, I'm okay. And she's had a tough year. And she keeps showing up, and she's joyful. She said, I'm okay. She said, but yesterday I had a hit and run. Somebody hit me in their car and then took off. And I said, you all right? She goes, I'll be okay. And it's just that confidence in God and that we don't create this negative expectation that everything's going to go bad. I wish for things to go well with you. The Bible tells us in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, it says, Beloved, everybody say, that's me. Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. What he's really saying is, I wish things would go well with you. I wish you would be healthy. And he says this, it's tied to how well your soul is. The Greek New Testament word there for prosper, don't let it throw you off. It actually means this, to have a good journey. To have a good journey. All of us are on a journey. And you've been on trips before and everything's going well and then the car overheats or, you know, flat tire or road is out or traffic is bad or whatever. What do? You don't give up. You keep going. And so wherever you're at in your journey, I wish for new seasons and better seasons and brighter seasons for you. And keep that positive, faith-filled outlook and look ahead and believe for better. Can I get an amen from you today? Secondly, I wish for you to experience for yourself at least once in your life, God coming through for you in a big way. And can I ask you, how many of you ever had God come through for you in a big way? And that's to let the rest of you know that God is able to come through in a big way. So one more time, has anybody here ever had God come through for you in a big way? And I wish that if that hasn't happened to you, I pray that that would happen to you and you would be aware of it. You would acknowledge that and realize that if God hadn't come through for me, I'd be sunk. The second part of this is very important too. I also wish for you to be aware of the countless little ways that he helps you. Come on, how many of you know he helps you in so many ways? You're not even keeping count of how many ways he's good to you. Come on, I'm waiting on the rest of you because he is good to you. He is good to you. And we need to stay aware of this. But you know, sometimes we need some big things. But in the meantime, instead of the big things, start to thank God for the little things. And start to see all over that God is present and God is active in your life. But we need some big things too. And I know a lot of people in our church family and in our family, we need some big things to happen. And let's believe God for them. And one of the ways we can have courage for that is to reach back and realize he has done great things. In Psalm 128, verse 2 and verse 8, 124, verse 2 and verse 8, it says, "What if the Lord had not been on our side when trouble came? Our help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth." I always, when I see that, he made heaven and earth. How many of you know if he made heaven and earth, he could probably help you? Psalm 27, verse 13 in the Amplified Bible, it says, What would have become of me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? Now, you're going to see his goodness in heaven, but we're still in the land of the living. And I pray that your faith would rise and you would hope and believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So whatever's going on, it's something you want to do. It's a step of faith. It's a step of obedience. Or maybe it's a crisis, a problem that you're going through. My wish for you is that you'll see God come through for you in a good way. It becomes a place where you put your trust in him and his faithfulness and power intersect. And that's quite a powerful place. And my main thing would be this, is that you're aware of it. Because how many times we're in trouble, we're in a struggle, we're going through something, we pray about it, we tell our friends about it, we post about it, you know, and then God comes through for us and then we just kind of walk off. And we need to stop and thank him and keep count of just how good he is to every one of us. And nothing is more confidence building, nothing is more faith energizing than just knowing this, that there is nothing, hear me, nothing that God cannot do, cannot help, or cannot fix. How many of you have something in your life you need God to do, help, or fix? Let me tell you, nothing is beyond his reach. There's nothing that God cannot do, help, or fix. And you just need to look back a little bit and realize, hey, God came through for me there, and he came through for me there. And that will give you the trust and confidence God will come through for me. You remember David in the Bible, he wrote most of the Psalms. He was the shepherd boy. He became the king of Israel. And you remember one time that he went out and the army was hiding in holes and behind trees and rocks because there was a giant there. And he said, what do you get if you kill the giant? Everybody else was afraid, but he had this confidence. And the Bible says he was a ruddy-faced youth. He was just a young man with red cheeks. He wasn't even supposed to be there. And these are trained, armed, skilled, armored army men, and they're hiding from this giant. And he went out, though. He talked to the king, and then he went out to face the giant. And this is the thing that just amazes me. He went out, and he looked at him, and he knew how tough he was, how huge he was. And he said this, "God delivered me from the paw of the bear, and God delivered me from the paw of the lion, and God will help me to defeat this giant." And that's my hope for you, is that you'll collect all of the goodness and the help that God has given you in your life, and it will give you confidence moving forward, and you'll see God move in a big way. Amen? I also wish that you would never again skip your daily bread. Your daily bread is God's word. You Christmas people sure are quiet. How many of you would not skip a meal? All right, y'all are acting way too holy and uptight for me. I will not miss a meal, all right? And I don't think you will either. Yet we skip our daily bread all the time. And we think that we need to eat as much as we do eat just to stay alive and keep our energy. And you know what? We have the bread of life, our daily bread that needs to be a daily part of our life. We need what I call daily exposure to and intake of the Word of God. And here's the thing, the enemy of our soul And then it's saturated into our culture. It's tried to make us think that this is some old, outdated, starchy, religious book, when it's actually the living Word of God. This is God's Word. This is God speaking to us. And we've got to crack it open, y'all. We've got to get into God's Word, and there are plans and ways to help you to get into God's Word. We've been made to think that it's old and we can't understand it and we don't know how to read it, and that is a lie that has been passed on to you. God sent this for us. God preserved this over the centuries for us, and I'm telling you what, it is living bread for us. We've got to stop skipping our daily bread. It's not only bread, it's milk, it's meat, it's life, it's light, it's a mirror, it's a rock, it's a sword, it's a hammer, and again, it's God's Word and it's God speaking to you. It's life-giving, it's life-changing, and it's one of the main ways that God reveals himself to us. He gives us his name, his character, his attributes, his power, his love, his intentions. It's all in God's Word, and I'm telling you, not only does faith come, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, but it's also the number one way that God reveals himself to us. It's also probably the number one thing that the enemy of our soul tries to keep us from. And don't let him keep you from it. So I want to encourage you, and I wish also that you'll get a study Bible for Christmas. Now, I know Christmas is tomorrow, but maybe some of you are going to get a study Bible. If you don't get a study Bible and you don't have one, listen to me. It has the tools, the research that is there in a palatable way to help you get in and understand and put it all together. It's literally life-changing. So if you don't get one for Christmas, hear me. Any cash you get for Christmas, any gift cards you get for Christmas, or anything you get that you don't really like, once those people are not in your presence, go cash that thing in, okay? Get a refund and get yourself a good study Bible. And you know what? Well, I don't know where to get one. You know where to get anything. At your door tomorrow. I also wish that you would stop being a time traveler. Well, what do you mean? We're so often stuck in the past, and we're so often stuck in the future. And you've got to stop time traveling. You're not good at it. And plus, this is what we do. We worry about the past, and we worry about the future. And when you worry about the past, do you know what that is? Depression. When you worry about the future, do you know what that is? It's anxiety. And so you can't change the past. And you can't control the future. So you need to get your heart and your head and your feet in this moment. Did you know that all five of your senses are for right now? They're for right now, all five of your senses. And God is with you right now. Get your heart, your head, your feet in this moment. Breathe. Thank God that he is with you. He's Emmanuel, God with you. And he's with you now in whatever you're going through. Stop all the time travel. And now you've got God and you in the same moment. And when that happens, you're going to be okay. Amen. Two more real quick. I wish that you would truly carry with you all year the true message of Christmas. You know, Alicia always says, and we try to capture this, that the real fun of Christmas is the buildup. You know, it's the weeks and weeks of the buildup and getting things done and enjoying the parties and events and decorations and all the celebrations. And then I hate to be a downer right now because we're not there yet, but in just a couple of days, there's the letdown. And so the tree's going to go away unless you're lazy. And I'm sorry. I actually had some friends in high school went over to their house in July, and their tree was still up. So anyway, and it had no special meaning either. It was just up. But all the stuff's going to be put away. All the pretty wrapping and packages and boxes and bows, that's going to be in the trash or the burn barrel or something. Radio stations are going to go back to their regularly scheduled music, which I'm kind of ready for. And it's over. And is that it? No, the message of Christmas is this: Emmanuel, God is with you. God is with you. And I pray that you'll take that with you all year. This is just the celebration, but let's go live it out the rest of the year. Everything is different when he's with us, and he's close to us, as the mention of his name. Lastly, I wish that every one of you would leave here today a little closer to God. I don't know where you're at with God, but I want you to know this. He loves you. And he loves you so much, he hates any distance between you and him. You know, we have that song, I'll be home for Christmas. You know, and it's love, it's family. We want to get together. We want to be together. Well, way, how a huge holy level, way above all of that, is God's love for us. And anytime there's any distance between us and God, he hates that distance because he loves us so much. That's why he sent Jesus to save us. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit to help us in that. And I pray that before you leave here today, you'll open your heart, you'll just turn to him and give him that rightful place in your life. Could I ask everybody, will you pray this prayer with me together right now? Jesus, come on everybody, Jesus, Savior of the world, please come into my heart. Come into my life. I need you. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Be my Prince of Peace. Forgive me. Help me. Heal me. And help me to grow in my relationship with you. I welcome you. I thank you. And I am now never alone and never without help. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.